Good afternoon, dear friends. This is Isa, your host. Today we are going to talk about traveling, particularly about how it has changed our perception. And I have three guests here, Elena, Julia, and Sebastian.
Hi.
Hi.
All individuals are unique in terms of the experiences they have made and that have shaped them. New experiences are a two-way street. Just like our perception is changed upon facing new challenges, our way to handle them depends on how we have been shaped by previous ones. That goes for everyday situations, but it is likely we will notice it especially when going out of our way and confronting the unknown, by traveling. Elena, Julia, Sebastian and me have all grown up influenced by different cultural backgrounds, and we have been traveling to vastly different places in the past. Elena, I figure you're the most experienced of us. As if I remember correctly, there are 19 countries you've been to.
Well, that's correct. It might be because I'm quite a few years older than you guys, though. But I don't really aim to visit as many countries as possible. Sometimes I come back to places where I feel good and free. I have been to the Alps 5 times, for example, and twice to the same place, the Krimmel waterfall. However, I did not always used to travel as much as I do these days. Originally, I come from Russia, a pretty conservative country, where traveling was not considered a hobby for a long time because many people could not afford it. Wasn't it similar for you, Sebastian?
Absolutely. I was born in Poland, so my first trip was the move to Germany. Since then, my only traveling was between Germany and Poland during the holidays. We could not afford any other travels or even a car, so we had to drive by bus. These travels were really exhausting. Sometimes we would stand in line up to 6 hours at the border. While getting older, I decided more often to stay at home where I could meet with friends. So this ambivalent feeling only strengthened my dislike for traveling. I did not like to be captive in a vehicle for several hours, sitting in a tight seat and having nothing to do.
My situation is similar in a way, although more positive. My roots are in Croatia, but I have lived in Germany my whole life. I grew up with traveling to Croatia every summer to visit family members who live there. Even though I was born and raised in Germany, my parents raised me bilingually, and I grew up with Croatian traditions and my family cooking Croatian food too. I am for sure proud of being Croatian. Driving and thereby seeing the Adriatic Sea even makes me emotional because it reminds me of my childhood, when my cousins and I used to go swimming together. The smell of grilled fish, freshly baked bread and fresh tomatoes from my grandparents' garden makes me conscious of the fact that I simply have to enjoy it before I go back to Germany because the food is just so different. You cannot compare it. It is those moments that make me realize where the food my mom cooks when we are in Germany originally comes from.
So nice! Such sense of nostalgia comes over me too sometimes, now that I live in Germany while my family has stayed in Russia. I can call myself a multicultural person now. For the moment, I travel a lot and really enjoy meeting new people and new cultures. While studying in Russia, I visited Germany and Spain, but what really changed my perception was a 4-month internship in Canada. I was living in a local but half Russian Iranian family. I experienced a cultural shock right away, in a positive way, but still a shock. Those people did not know me well, but they were so extremely warm and open-hearted. The first funny situation happened the morning after my arrival. We met each other in the morning in the kitchen and greeted each other. Then, half an hour later, I met the host another time, and he told me hi once again. I was a bit frustrated, but replied. And then, another couple of hours later, we met each other again, and he greeted me one more time. For me, that was already too much. I explained to him we have already seen each other that day. He watched me laughing and explained that it was just a habit, a local habit. Every time you meet some mate, you just say hi and probably wave.
Some of your experiences definitely resonate with mine. Although I was born in Germany, until I was a teen, I did not get the opportunity to travel much, even though I always wanted to see more of the world. It was not until last year that I decided to spend all my savings on a flight as far away as possible, to Fiji. Originally mostly attracted by the landscape, the weather, and, to be honest, the beaches, I found myself quickly fascinated by Fijian culture. What sticks with me the most in terms of cultural experiences is the strong Fijian sense of community, naturally assisting each other in every way, as well as me, who was a total stranger to them. young woman came to my aid when I was trying to get into town without an electronic bus ticket, and then, upon arrival, walked me all the way to the ticket store without me even asking for it. A young doctor, whom I and a few other backpackers had met the previous day, invited us to his home and cooked lunch for us after showing us the local markets. So just like you, Eleanor, I was met with more kindness than I was used to.
That's exactly what I've meant. I was so surprised when all my Canadian neighbors or even bus drivers or other people greeted me, no matter if we knew each other or not. In Russia, I had never even smiled to neighbors. From early childhood, my mom used to warn me to be careful about strangers. And that is just a part of Russian culture. There are family members and friends on one hand and kind of dangerous strangers on the other.
That seems like a very black and white kind of thinking, although I understand your mother's worries. But sometimes, having some faith in strangers can lead to the most interesting kind of experiences. As for me, most of my time in Fiji I stayed with locals instead of sleeping in hotels, and so I got to learn quite a few things about their life and traditions. For example, there's a small community in Sigatoka, a town on the main island of Fiji called Viti Levu, where it is very normal and in fact recommended to hide all of your belongings when your cousin announces a visit. That is because cousins of a certain kind, the child of your father's sister called Davali, are very much allowed to take something from you, clap 3 times, and thereby make it belong to them. Take it, that goes for everything, including phones. Certainly, I was met with the occasional cultural shock, and not every single person was friendly. But I did really value the overall warmth I received from all sides. I believe that it comes easier to me now to come into contact with other people. Apart from the specific cultural experiences I made on that trip, what I took with me is the general realization of how few material things I actually needed to be happy in my month away from home. Overthinking everything had led to me packing a large suitcase full of things, many of which ended up not being used once. And not once did I miss any of the things I had left back at home, despite them previously seeming so important to living a fulfilled life. In the end, I realized that all I needed to get around in the world was myself and people to share experiences with. But, to be fair, a smartphone is very handy to get around too. What about you, Sebastian? You told us that your first experiences with traveling were rather negative, but yet your view changed later on, didn't it? So, what exactly induced that change?
As I have said, I used to travel in a very uncomfortable way for many years, and only ever to my native country, which, to be honest, I was not very interested in. But then there was one trip that really changed my opinion in a positive way. One afternoon in the fall, my dad asked me whether I would like to go on a one-day trip into the mountains to see a lake. I was not convinced, you know how teenagers are, but since I had nothing else to do, I agreed. So we went to the Tatars in Poland, and then we walked 20 kilometers to see the damn lake. Of course, my dad did not warn me about this distance. I was extremely frustrated because I never expected to be walking so far. Even when having arrived, as you can imagine, I was still not happy. But my dad had another brilliant idea. He discovered a trail for tourists to climb the mountain another 1,000 meters further. Certainly, I was hoping that he was joking, but he was not. And I had the choice of waiting for him some hours or climb with him. Eventually, I decided to climb, and this time I was not disappointed. Catching sight of what was in front of me, I saw a greenish shimmering lake that I had never expected to see, although I had seen the lake at the surface level. I had not even been able to imagine something like this. And this tiny moment hit me so hard that it felt as I had lifted a veil from my eyes. I had not only eyes to see, I had vision. Things may seem unimportant or unfitting when being looked at while you are standing right in front of them, but they may be the missing part of the whole picture if one looks at them from distance. From that point on, I decided to always look at everything from different perspectives. Nowadays, my daily commute between Düsseldorf and Essen just to attend classes is a trip. Seeing all those different peoples on the trains and around the stations is sharpening my perception for my own behavior. And one can learn so much from observing other passengers and their reaction to different situations.
I think I can relate to that in a way, and just like you, I have learned many things when traveling, even from my summer vacations to Croatia. What amazes me the most is when relatives from Australia, America or Sweden also come to Croatia and we all meet. It feels like we are so different from each other, even though we are all one family, because we are all used to very different ways of living. It is also funny to see that, like me, some family members who were born and have lived in Croatia and then later moved to another country have accents when speaking Croatian or even sometimes forget a Croatian word. It shows how we adapt to the ways of living in the countries we live and how fast we change our behavior according to where we are. So we are all one family, but so many different people all over the globe. I think that traveling shows us so many different things, and it is our decision whether we like it, the food, the traditions, the language, the people, and just everything about the living. I like learning about other people's traditions and food, even when we don't travel. In countries like Germany, for example, there are so many people from everywhere. There are so many different religions and cultures and more. There is so much to explore that it is questionable whether we are able to see everything this world has to offer in one lifetime.
Thank you for sharing your experiences, everyone. I think what one can take away from our stories is that traveling always leads to a change of perception of the world, and at least for all of us, this change of perception has been really positive. We all agree that traveling is definitely something to strive for. So, dear listeners, if you want to be met with a variety of new impressions about yourself and the world, get yourself out there and prepare for a wild ride.